today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Already started out as a good day. Maybe it'll be a better day. That's our hope for you, that today will be a better day for you than yesterday was. And just think of the consequences. If yesterday was a good day for you, how much better your day will be today working with us. Us would include R. McFadden. Rich is at the controls of our studio in Washington.
Here.
Jennifer is in Atlanta doing work for the family business, the CRN Digital compound that she and her father have created. And so we have not found her, and she'll be back tomorrow. I know it's not like she was lost. We know where she is, but she's not doable or attainable or achievable or connectable where she is today. And Roberta Fasanelli is in Florida, I think. Isn't that where she is?
She's
for the
week? In Florida, yeah.
Florida. All right. So I, about 2 months, 3 months ago, saw a lady being interviewed on television, and as you know, those of you who have listened to me with any degree of regularity, Richie certainly can back this up, I have a fondness for women who are, well, maybe that's the statement is I have a fondness for women.
Yeah, okay. Don't come looking to me for support there.
No. All right. So then the next step is the physical prowess of women who, in all walks of life, who take good care of their bodies, because I think there is a spirit, a mind, a body connection. But I also happen to admire women who are physically accomplished, shall we say. And so when I saw Andrea Metcalf being interviewed, I thought, geez, I ought to get to know this woman, or at least I want to have her message on my program. So it was pretty easy.
Is he hitting on you right now, Andrea?
No, I'm not hitting on her.
I don't like it.
No, okay. Relax, will you please?
But it's morning. Everyone seems to be appreciated now. That's
right.
Good.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. This is about appreciation.
Let me translate.
I said, Hacha Mama, I got to get her on the show.
Wow. You know what? It really did it. When I saw the name of her book, her latest book is Naked Fitness.
We had this conversation last week when you weren't here.
When I wasn't here.
When you weren't here, we were talking with Andrea, and I said, okay, Naked Fitness, you know what that does to men, right?
Mm-hmm.
We hear blah, 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 naked fitness, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And you get our attention, and we're dumb that way.
Right, exactly. All right, so I decided that it would be nice to learn a little more about Andrea, to have her on the program, instead of just in the usual spot where she gets people all worked up physically and gets us to understand how we can use our bodies much better. She's been doing that here on the program for the last couple of months, but I thought it'd be kind of neat to get to know her and have her not as a substitute for Roberta and or Jennifer, but because there's a little too much testosterone in the room, I think that Andrea brings the best. Now, a lot of people think
thanks to me, Andrea.
Right.
He's not contributing
thanks,
too
Rich.
Much.
Yeah. I'm in touch with my feminine side.
That's right.
And but a lot of people think that people who are into exercise and fitness like you are, Andrea, are not necessarily feminine. And I can tell you that isn't the case with Andrea and with, frankly, most others. But there's this thing, whether it's men or other women who foster that. Maybe that's I'd be interested to know your take on that. As you have been doing this all of your life, your adult life, what sort of connection do you make with men and or women who don't really get what you're doing, what you're espousing, or how you can be good at what you're doing and still be very feminine?
Wow, that's a big question, because I never, you know, the only time I think of women who work out who aren't feminine is when we go to the extremes in some of the bodybuilding competitions. But that was about, you know, 10, 20 years ago when it was like that. Now the competitions have become much different and women are being more successful looking fit and not looking overly masculine.
You know, a friend of mine who I went to school with, she does it, and she looks hot.
Mm.
I
right.
mean, it's what? Not like she's getting too big, but everything she's got is just very well defined. But she still looks very feminine, well, looks very good. Although she sent me a few pictures of a few friends of hers that she say are just outrageous, you know, when all these comments. They're a little too far. It's
well,
too
I think
much.
You if there's a steroidal compound here,
yeah.
the women who are on steroids, I think, sometimes go a little bit too far. But I've met women like Andrea, and even Andrea's not a large woman, not a big woman. She's just
Wow, thanks a lot, Tom.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Before you finish,
Rich,
here's the backhoe and the shovel to dig yourself out. Go ahead.
Okay. That's not...
Although I'm not a large gal.
Well, it isn't like for people who haven't seen, if you want to go to Andrea's website, go to nakedfitness.com or anytimefitness.com, and you'll see what we're talking about here. The problem is that what I just said is the problem. What people think is that a woman who exercises and is into fitness is going to look like a Russian steroidal, queen, and that's not the case. But there are some women, take Andrea out of the mix. Let's see if I can dig myself out of this. Who look good, who may be heavier. I've always been an admirer of muscle on women. I think you can do it, and even, but it's the roundness, it's the shape, it's the femininity that goes with it. How's that? It protects, I think, in many cases, women's femininity. How's that? Is that okay?
Well, it's getting a little better there.
All right, okay.
Why don't you just say that it really depends on who you are, how you dress, and the most important thing is that you want to be healthy.
Right. That's it. Why didn't I think of that? So
I don't know.
At any rate. So Andrea is here. That's what she does, all kinds of videos and stuff. You see her on television all the time, and it's a very cool thing to have her here, as it is anybody who's an expert. We have a lot of experts on this program, but the idea was to have – a little less testosterone, a little more femininity. That's why we invited you to be here and sort of help us over the next couple of hours see life in a different perspective. And because we don't know you, I'm not sure. One of the things I did learn about you, the first time we were together, we were in a business meeting, and Andrea is there. Richie, she's got her computer going, and we're having a conversation. And she said, "Don't mind me. I'm a multitasker." And so... I didn't have it when I saw you in New York that time, but I have now an iPad, and I'm using that, and every once in a while I chuckle because I'm looking at, I want two or three things to come out of it, and I think about you that I've seen people do it, but I thought you really were paying attention, whereas a lot of people can't convince me that they're actually paying attention to what's going on. They're more captured by the screen, and it's a talent, I think. Don't you? You didn't get it overnight. How did you become able to do as many things as you seem to be able to do at one time?
Wow. I think just that happens with everyone.
The Pope, we were talking about this earlier. The Pope is now on Twitter. He tweeted yesterday.
I saw that yesterday. You guys put that out on your Twitter feed. Very cool.
Right. So what do you think? Well, I don't know what he actually said. Does anybody know what he tweeted for the first time?
Yeah, I do. I have it right. Praised be our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Typical. That's what you'd expect from the Pope. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. At any rate, it seems to me that everybody's into this, and we all need to be. Some of us at varying degrees. Like Richie's after me to do this. I do these things in my own time, but I really do admire someone who can make it all happen, because I think it's a real talent, frankly.
Well, I have a lot of people asking, how do you get done everything that you do?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you, Doug, and even you, Rich. I just think that a lot of times it's just if you want to or not.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it's desire.
Yeah.
There's anything else. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so now the next thing here is we have been talking about cars today. Earlier on, I don't know if you were listening to us, earlier on, we were talking about the first Corvette being assembled on this date in 1953, and what
Ooh,
the value
I like
was.
Corvettes.
Yeah, you like Corvettes. All right,
see?
So
there we go.
All right, so that brings us around to I had asked for. We had men calling, talking about their love affair with Mustangs and Corvettes, et cetera, and I asked for women to call, and we really didn't get any significant input. So I wanted to know what your deal is with cars. And if, in fact, you know other women who enjoy or have enjoyed some of these great older cars like the 442. That's what a great car. The old Oldsmobile was. But anyway, it sounds like boy talk. And I think that's misleading because I think a lot of people misjudge. Women are supposed to talk about this. Men are supposed to talk about that. I mean, how foolish can you get?
Yeah, no, I think anyone who doesn't want to talk about Corvettes, those are hot, sexy, and the new ones. Ooh, the 2011. They have some beautiful lines to them, don't they?
Yeah. There you go, Rich.
I like the way she states that.
Some beautiful lines.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So it just what you appreciate and what you're about, I think maybe the lesson here is that we have become foolishly predictable, or at least some people have become foolishly predictable, like you're not supposed to have an opinion about one thing or another because it isn't either your age or your sex or your income or whatever it is. And what it's doing is building up this this is not a political radio program, so we don't talk about politics, but I'm taken back by people on both sides, the president and people who are high up in the other party, who are using this class warfare thing, money, don't have money, taxes. I mean, all of the stuff that we're hearing now about the budget is extraordinarily sexist and classist, if that's the right word. And I don't see what it gets us. I don't see how you further divide people by throwing this stuff at them. And I think both sides are guilty of this. How do we bring ourselves together? Isn't that what most people, your friends in your circle of friends in Chicago, Andrea, do they, do you talk about this sort of thing? Do you think about the things that are going on in our country and think, oh, well, we ought to try to fix it this way? Is that something that comes up when you're together, let's say some of your friends that you're with socially?
Well, it's funny you say that because about 2 weeks ago, I was emceeing an event called the Global M&A Acquisition Awards, and this is the top businesses that are receiving awards for turning around companies.
Yep.
And at the dinner part, we had two guys from the Fed talk about this debt cap ceiling. And, you know, here's this room full of men who have, and there were a few women, but it was mostly men. That's why I didn't mind coming to emcee the event. But, you know, you got a room full of attorneys and very successful people. You want to hear what they've got to say.
Right.
But what I found just interesting is here we have this room of people who have turned around $5 billion, $10 billion, billion-dollar companies. And we've got the government with very, very bright people. But I don't know that we're allowing them to be as creative as we can to make some changes or to even pull back like we can. You talk about trillions of dollars that we're paying in interest. I mean, where are we ever going to catch up?
Well, the thing that is troubling to me is the amount of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. If you look at every dollar, we're paying 40-some-odd cents in interest, but another 34, 35, 36 cents of every dollar goes to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And you hear all these people talking about, we got to cut this program, that program. And the average person knows instinctively that we're wasting all kinds of money. And that's another thing. The guys that you're talking about that are running these big corporations, they couldn't survive. They couldn't, in fact, probably their success is based on rooting out the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, the kinds of things that we all can't survive on in our own daily lives.
Yeah. I mean, it's really kind of crazy. This proposal, when we talk about these tax cuts, we're still raising the debt limit. The tax cuts that we're going to have won't even make a blip on the radar screen, but it just sounds good to the people to say that. We'll cut back a little bit here, but it's like saying if in my fitness world, I'm not going to have bread anymore, but I'm still going to eat dessert every night.
Right. Cake I'll have, no more bread.
Exactly. That's how we have our cake and eat it, too.
There you go. Andrea Metcalf is with Richie and me, and we certainly are available at 800-510-8255. Our 2020 quiz coming up in a matter of moments. You're going to like this one, Andrea and Richie. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Down. Climbed the mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection. Snow-covered hills. To the landslide brought me down.
Oh, mirror in the sky. What is that?
This is quite a good performance, actually. Stevie Nicks with the winner of The Voice. I just got chills. I got goosebumps.
She's on tour this summer. That's why she did the appearance.
Yeah, there's something about her that that gets me.
Mounds and mounds of drugs that she's into her body?
No,
that's not it.
There's something else.
The stupid white angelic dresses that she wears?
Maybe that's it. Yeah. That could be
the annoying whiny voice. What is it, Doug?
I think I like her. I like the message in this song.
Well, I've been afraid of changing because I built my
Javier Colon was the winner.
Colon.
Is that how he pronounced it?
I'm sure he doesn't say colon.
Colon.
I'm sure he doesn't say colon either. And, like, how many people that are listening right now didn't just start singing?
Right.
You want to sing. I had to hold myself back.
No, you can sing. It's okay. If I can sing, you can sing.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Trust me.
That's another part of you we have to learn about. Javier here reacting to winning the competition on The Voice.
Wow.
It's down to Dia Frampton or Javier.
Thank you. I don't even know where to begin other than to say that the three women behind me are absolutely awesome. And it was a pleasure to be here with them. And I want to thank everybody at home who believed in me and who voted for me. Thank you all. Thank my family.
Listen to that. Yes. We're breaking up his voice. Ooh, he's got tears in his eyes. All right, so that's another thing.
A short show. That didn't last too long, did it?
No.
It was 2 months.
Yeah, 2 or 3 months. Anyway, Andrea Metcalf is with Richie and me today, filling in for both of the other women, and Andrea is capable of taking care of both of our needs with Jennifer and Roberta being gone. So when you hear men express their emotions like that, what comes to you, Andrea? This guy was very obviously, you can listen to his voice, watch him, and his emotions really come to the surface. What, is it okay for men to be emotional?
Oh, God, that's very sexy. Every woman wants a man that can be that sensitive and, you know, just vulnerable. We feel like we can, like, take them.
Stop it. You do not. You say you do, but you don't.
No, we do.
No, you don't.
We do. We like that strong confidence side, too.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay, but let me tell you something. All right. A guy's talking about his puppy and he starts to cry. Oh, no. Perfect example. Doug goes to the Barry Manilow concert.
Right, he's going to bring me up.
Okay, well, Barry Manilow and Javier are two different people, aren't they? Come on.
And Doug starts to get a little emotional because he's remembering all of these great Barry Manilow hits and starts to tear up a little bit.
I did.
Manly?
Well, you're asking Andrea whether it was manly for me to get the emotion of Barry Manilow?
Yeah, I don't care what you think. I know what you
think. Okay, go ahead. That's all right, man.
Well, I don't even know what to say.
If you were Doug's date at the Barry Manilow concert and he started to well
Doug's
up.
If I was Doug's date at the Barry Manilow concert, that would mean that I really liked Barry Manilow, too. And I would feel that sensitivity was cool. I would accept. I'd say that's kind of cool.
That actually did happen, Andrea.
I went, that'd be different.
I was in, went to Chicago, and the lady that I was seeing at the time lived there. We went to see the Barry Manilow concert at the United Center. I flew there just for the concert from L.A. I thought it was a wonderful experience, Frank. They had a great time. And a lot of those songs do bring out a lot of emotions in people, which is what music is supposed to do in the first place.
That's true.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, News Corp has officially sold MySpace to the advertising firm Specific Media for around $35 million. 6 years ago, News Corp purchased MySpace for $580 million. Specific Media got quite a deal, as the forlorn social media networking site is still expected to generate, maybe $180 million a year. In other news, HTC recently announced that it's releasing a Facebook-oriented smartphone called the HTC Status. The major difference is a dedicated Facebook button that lets users instantaneously share most any phone activity. The HTC Status runs Android, has a thumb-sized keyboard and touchscreen, and is available on AT&T this summer. And finally, Microsoft has been awarded a patent for wiretapping technology for voice over IP services. The project called Legal Intercept is being designed specifically to facilitate government requests for monitoring digital lines. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know the economy has been a bumpy road lately, but we'll help smooth things out with amazing deals on what you need to keep your car running great. Right now, our new 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and filter are just $18.99. Plus, sign up for Valvoline's engine guarantee and get an additional $5 off through mail-in rebate. And with Advance's low price guarantee, we'll match our competitors' prices. Great prices at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
It is time to wake up to a new day, praise the day, enjoy the day, take advantage of the opportunities that are yours, and they are, your day is full of opportunities. They are a myriad of things that will come across your plate today. You make choices, shall I do this, shall I not do it? Help yourself to making those good choices. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf is here with us. Richie and I and Andrea enjoying the day. Andrea is here because Roberta and Jennifer are not. But as I listen and get to know Andrea, and you do as well, you could envision her being here with the other two, Richie. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It fits right in.
Fits right in.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's challenge Andrea.
Uh-oh.
And the rest of you. This is one of our favorite things to do. We try with regularity to take a lot of letters that have been just taken out of context and put them together and come up with a word.
Ooh.
So we'll see how Andrea's mind works. Richie's actually pretty good at this.
Yeah.
And more importantly,
like a jumbo?
Yeah, it's a word scramble.
It's a word jumble. Let me
right. Are you ready?
My paper and pen. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. So here is, I'm going to give you, let's see, how many words do we have? We have, I think there's 9 letters in this word. Yes. 9 letters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9.
Okay.
Here we go. Here are the letters. You put the word together. And the first person that calls us at 800-510-8255 puts the word together, hasn't won before on the word scramble, gets the Doug Steffen prize. Here are the letters in no particular order, obviously. C, there's one.
Okay.
K, there's one.
Mm-hmm.
The vowels, A, E, I, and U, one of each. There is an R, there is a T, and there is an F. 800-510-8255. Andrea is known for being good at helping make your body better. Let's see if this makes your mind better. A C, a K, an R, an F, and a T. Those are the consonants. The vowels are A, E, I, and U. What is the word? 800-510-8255. Andrea, you want me to repeat the letters one more time? Richie, one more time on the letters?
Yeah.
All right.
I got it.
The vowels are A, E, I, and U. So we have all vowels except O in this. And the consonants are C, K.
I got it.
R, F, and T. Okay, stop bragging, will you please?
Don't drop it off the roof. You could hurt someone.
Depending on the time of year, that may be true. 800-510-8255. This is something that gets passed around, if you will. All right, Andrea, how are you doing? I don't want you to tell us what it is. I just want when the person calls with the right answer, If anybody's there.
Do you have any clue of what it is yet, Andrea?
Something that's passed around. I thought I had it, but I realized I added an extra letter and it didn't use that F. Huh. So that didn't work.
Uh-huh. All right, Richie, who's answering the phone? Michael's gone to the toilet in the sky.
Of course. Yeah. Hold on.
800-510-8255. One more time. The letters are A, E, I, and U. Those are the vowels. The consonants are T, F, R, and the C, and the K. So help yourself to figuring out what the word scramble is. Not a bad deal. Andrea Metcalf, the author of Naked Fitness, on NBC all the time. On Oprah, now that Oprah is gone, now you're in Chicago, Oprah's in Chicago, is there a void there? We talk television usually a lot in this half hour. What kind of a void do the people in Chicago feel now that Oprah is gone, or because she started this new network, are people paying attention to that? What's your sense, Andrea?
Well, you know, there's a different show in her time slot, and it's okay. It's Chicago Windy City Live, or Rush. Something like that. And it's a talk show. Not bad. But I haven't watched it more than twice.
Ellen has been replacing her. Most of the syndicated, the stations that carry the syndicated programming outside of Chicago have replaced her with Ellen. I think that was number one, and a couple of others. And then Katie Couric is going to do her own program. That'll be interesting to see how that fits in. Anderson Cooper hasn't gotten much traction, at least at this point, as a person that would do a long form television program. I happen to think that you would do. You know, there is a lot of attention being given to who is going to replace Regis and whether or not they'll find somebody that'll have chemistry with Kelly or not. That whole thing probably ought to be nuked and they start over again with a whole different concept and two new people, because really hard.
Yeah, I don't see Kelly working
well. She can't.
Yeah.
No, I don't see that either. They're going to try to young it down. Matter of fact, wasn't Ryan supposedly one of the leading candidates?
He
Ryan
was talked
Seacrest.
About it. You know who else would be good is, what's his face from NSYNC? Who's going to be in the movie. We were just talking about him. He was in The Social Network a little while ago.
Oh, Timberlake? Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
He actually probably would be good.
He'd be very good at
but
that.
But it would be good if he had some of his girlfriends on with him.
Well, he would at some point, don't you think?
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he's dated enough girls.
Girlfriend flashback. Everyone would want that.
Now, yeah. You know what? He said something, interestingly enough, I saw an interview. They were promoting a movie that he and Cameron Diaz, and I forget who the other guy is, a bad teacher. And he used to date Cameron Diaz.
Right.
And he was asked by the interviewer, because she drew a conclusion, the woman interviewing him drew a conclusion by looking at the women that he's dated. And he responded to the question, interestingly, because it sort of sounded like a question somebody would ask me. And I don't mean to, Andrea, for those of you who are new to the program, written a book called Naked Fitness, has been an inspirational fitness instructor, counselor, if you will, trainer for all of her professional life. And this is not about me, but it's sort of coincidental to the conversation. Justin Timberlake said he likes physical, athletic women. And I think that what he said is who can keep up with him, which I thought was interesting. But Jennifer, what's the
word? Jessica Biel.
Jessica, it is Jessica.
Jessica Biel, right? You've got it. You're on track.
Yeah, she's extraordinarily physically fit. Cameron Diaz is, and some of the other women apparently. So he was asked by the interviewer about that, and he said he just thinks that that says something about the women. It says something about who you are, and I couldn't agree more. I really think that it does say something about you, and whether you're a man or a woman, if you want to take care of yourself. And that's really what Andrea's mission is. I keep doing that. Andrea Mitchell and Andrea Metcalf.
Oh, that's a bad mistake.
I have to apologize for that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
totally different.
Yeah.
Totally.
I couldn't see you. She's married to that old fossil from
Fed.
Read the Fed before. What's his face? That awful Alan.
Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan. That's right, too. My God. Oof. Anyway, it's 19 before the hour. Shall we get the answer to this? I see nobody's put the answer up. You've just put up right or wrong, and you still haven't answered all the phones. Where the heck is Michael doing? Get him going, will you, please? All right, let's talk to Teresa, who's in Canutillo, Texas. Is that how you pronounce it, Teresa?
Yes.
It's Canutillo, right?
Canutillo.
Canutillo. I can. Can you?
Yes, I can.
Good for you. Congratulations. Say hi to Andrea Metcalf.
Hi, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Teresa,
yes.
What is the word that you have unscrambled?
I guess fruitcake.
Fruitcake is the word, in fact. Yes, it is fruitcake.
So easy now when she says it, isn't it?
Right, it is.
I know.
Right,
it just all comes together, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Now, did you get that, Andrea? Come on.
I will be honest and tell you no.
Didn't get that. What were you coming up with?
Well, it was there was a C-K-I-E-R at the end of my word.
C-K-I-E-R. Uh-huh. Got it. All right. So, Teresa, tell us about you. What goes on in that community? Where do you... What city are you near? I don't know that town where you live.
Just outside of El Paso, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's a good area.
Over the hill.
Yeah. People like that. How nervous are you about what's going on in Juarez?
Nervous enough to know not to go there.
You don't go down by the river or any of those places close in?
I can go to the Rio Grande on the U.S. side. But
right.
Other than that, I don't cross over.
Yeah. I don't understand that. All right. Yeah. So you're pretty good at these. Do you like exercising your brain?
Yes, I do.
How about exercising?
I love jumbles.
What about your body? What do you do to exercise your body?
Walk.
That's Andrea's. You walk.
Yes.
All right. So, Andrea, give Teresa some help. What can she do other than just walk? As she's moving and walking, what else might she be doing to help herself stay fit or be better even?
You can do some walk-a-lotties and think about really taking your arms up at the side with your elbows out and rotate one elbow to the front, back and forth as you walk so you can get a little more waist whittling going on.
Waist whittling. There you go.
Whittling away your waist.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah.
Slimmer waistline.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's a good thing. Walk, tighten up your butt as you're walking, Teresa. Just feel the muscles tighten. That's a good thing to do, too, as you're walking along. All right.
Push off your big toe and your butt muscles will tighten on their own.
Right.
You don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
See, you didn't think you were going to get all this help just for coming up with a scramble of all those letters into fruitcake.
That's wonderful.
Hey, Teresa, when your butt is nice and tight, you've got the Good Day Show to thank for it, okay?
Right. I sure will.
We'll have as a matter of fact, I'll pay for having a, you can have.
Careful.
No. You don't think I should go there?
Careful.
Oh, okay.
Step lightly, young grasshopper.
All right, Teresa, hold on. We'll send you Doug Steffen. I think I don't know what we've got in our paraphernalia closet, but something cool, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
You.
You all have a good day.
Thank you, and you
too.
As well. So I didn't think I should pay for a tattoo on her butt that says good day?
Oh, you are bad.
I don't know. Hold on. Let's ask her.
Right.
Teresa?
Right.
Yes.
Would you put a good day tattoo on your ankle?
No, I don't like needles.
Okay, all right, so we're done.
All right, so that's
so
fine.
Next. All right, so the T-shirt will work.
Good for you. Yeah, right. It'll be just fine. Thanks, Teresa. Nice to talk with you. 800-510-8255. John's in Huntington, Pennsylvania. Hi, John.
How you doing today?
Well, how about you?
Oh, pretty good.
I'm interested to know how much exercise you get. Are you an exerciser?
Oh, I exercise some.
Yeah, what do you do?
Mostly wrestle alligators and put out oil fires.
Okay,
that's cool.
Andrea, how can you help John with his wrestling alligators and putting out oil fires?
When you wrestle alligators, John, clench your butt cheeks.
Those are both pretty similar things. You know, you're both dealing with something long that you've got to hold on to, I guess. So let's work on that grip strength.
Man, let me tell you something. I wish I had that line when I was single.
Oh, my God.
That's a great one.
That is, right, exactly. All right, let's find out what Charles does. Charles is in Memphis listening to KWAM. Hi, Charles.
Hello, how are you?
Well, how about you?
I'm just fine.
Good. How about your exercise routine? What kind of exercising do you do? I'm going to get Andrea to make it better, whatever it is.
Yeah, what kind of exercise do I do? Not much.
You don't do much exercising? All right, so
what? Well, that's easy then. Do something.
Well, I walk a little bit.
No,
well,
you got to do more.
Good.
What else should he do, Andrea?
He should walk a little bit more and maybe, maybe, you know, just hold some squats, balance over that chair instead of sitting all the way down once a day.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
All right. Thank you.
That's all you can do is try. Thank you, Charles. A little tip. We got to have Andrea help all the people that we're talking to one way or another. with her exercise routine. Andrea Metcalf is the author of Naked Fitness. You can go to that website, nakedfitness.com. Actually, all you have to do is go to dougstefan.com. You'll see Andrea there with the contributors. When you click onto that, it brings you to andreametcalf.com or any number of the things that she's connected to. Naked Fitness is about stripping away all the clutter that stops you from getting into the place where you can be the best you can be physically. And that's why these little things that we're talking about, all the people who call, maybe as a component of that, why Andrea is with us visiting today, we can help you out a little bit. What, Richie?
I was just going to say, you're Doug Stefan.
I am Doug Stefan. That's true. He's Rich McFadden, and she's Andrea Metcalf, and it's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
While most Americans visit their doctor annually and their dentist twice a year, many do not take proper care of two of their most vital body parts, their eyes. Tune in to Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones by AccuView Brand Contact Lenses, a new radio program devoted to educating and improving the eye health of Americans. Hosted by health blogger Dr. Val Jones, the program provides listeners with timely and relevant information and resources to help them manage eye health for themselves and their families. Dr. Jones is joined by leading experts from around the country on top topics that matter to your eyes, such as Dr. Stephen Cohen, who says it is important to begin protecting eyes from the sun early in life.
A significant amount of the ultraviolet radiation that we're exposed to in our entire lifetime is estimated to occur before we reach adulthood.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. Dr. Riley is employed by Vistacon. AccuView and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven Brand Insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. Seven has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Oh, it's time for me to say 51 past the hour, right, Richie?
It is, actually.
And I've done that so well. I might be able to do it again in a few minutes when it's 53 past the hour. I can give the time again.
That's why you make the mega bucks.
Oh, my God, isn't it wonderful? 51 after on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
See, I promised I could do this. 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Kreidler, who is the host or co-host anyway, he's not as smart nor is he as good-looking as Leslie Segretti.
Not even close.
Colleague, not even close. And so we're going to trump that. I want you to meet somebody that is another one of my friends. I bring all my friends together here. One thing you can be sure of, if you're on this program, you're my friend. And so...
Very true.
Yeah. Andrea Metcalf, say hi to Tom Kreidler. Tom, say hi to Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Tom. How are you this morning?
I am excellent.
All right. So Andrea is a fitness expert, is on television all the time, here, there, and everywhere, has written some really good books. Actually, Tom, you could probably benefit a great deal. Notice how subtle I am here, Andrea. Tom, you could probably benefit a great deal from following Andrea at her website, nakedfitness.com.
Well, I don't know if I have. I don't want to get naked for my fitness, but I get the point. And Andrea, I'm glad to talk to you, and certainly have seen you before, and appreciate your messaging. And I will tell you that I am an advocate of physical fitness. I do work out every morning in a boot camp at 5:30, and it does.
That's right. You did start that. I forgot about that. You started that Did you start with one of your kids? It seemed to
over
be...
a year ago. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
I tell you what, once you get going, there's nothing like it. You start your day early, you feel terrific, and right. And you look good too.
Right. There you go. All right. So there's 2 stars at least for you. Tom is on the road talking to people today about summertime and how to green your home. Not necessarily putting new flower beds around. I thought it would be interesting. Andrea has just moved in to a new home in Chicago, and I thought maybe you could help her with some improvements. I've forgotten whether you told me, Andrea, is a new place or is it something just new to you?
No, it's new to me. So it's a condo in the city, and I have a rooftop deck. But you know, any assistance is always welcome on knowing what I should be doing on a regular basis.
Well, sure. And if you have a condo, there's only certain things you can do. I mean, you're not going to change your siding or your windows or something like that. But certainly inside the house, there are lots of ways that you could be more energy efficient. I mean, you could start with your plumbing fixtures. I mean, most kitchen faucets, for example, flow out water at around 3 gallons a minute. So you could change that to a low-flow aerator. That's just a small part that screws onto the top of the faucet. You can save some water there. You could replace a shower head. Typically, they go out at about 2.75 gallons of water per minute. That can drop down to like a 1.75, so like roughly a 30% savings with one of the Eco Performance shower heads.
If you do that,
but do
actually,
you lose water pressure?
Well, yeah, that's what's cool about what manufacturers have been doing today. They've figured out how to deliver that invigorating spray pattern without using the same amount of water. So they've engineered in the flow, so you still get that sort of therapeutic effect.
Well, but that was my point. Can you get as clean using less water? That's the bottom line.
Especially like on the dishes, when you got mucky dishes, and then you got that wimpy little faucet. I want a fire hose there, man.
Right. Well, I mean, if you look at these shower heads, they have different spray settings. So they have invigorating and refreshing, different spiral patterns. So they get wide enough to really do a job, getting the soap out of your hair. And the prices have come down too. So you know, for years you couldn't buy sort of a high-end, good-looking, quality product that was also energy efficient or water efficient. You had to buy like the really junky water restricted shower heads that just did a really lousy job. So you take companies like Moen, for example, and they're selling in the big box stores and the Lowe's of the world, and they've got, good quality products that's going to last long and it's going to save you water. So, showers, plumbing fixtures, toilets, those are all things that you can affect. Lighting, we're going to lose the incandescent light bulb pretty soon, right? That's fading out next year. So you can replace the dimmers, and now they have dimmable CFLs and dimmable LEDs. And if you match that up with the dimmers that are designed to work with the dimmable bulbs, you're going to find that you're going to be able to dim them without the flickers and the pop-outs and that kind of stuff.
I just didn't realize what I have to do. Remember when they went to the new kind of stamp and they had the Forever stamp? I bought $4,000 worth of Forever stamps. So here's what I'm going to do. Now that I know the incandescent bulb is going away, I'd forgotten that, I'm going to buy about 40 cases of them because the new LED bulbs are garbage.
You need to take a look at the real new LED bulbs because I've got some now from two different manufacturers, and I got to tell you, they were really cool. In fact, that one...
But they don't last. They say they last 7 years. They don't last 7 months.
Really? I don't know, Doug. I got to tell you, the ones that are yellow are really super bright.
Really? Okay, I'll have to remember that. Tom Kreidler, check out themoneypit.com through DougStefan.com.